Hello guys, welcome back to the podcast. Let me move all this stuff out of the microphone's way. I'm your host Jose, and I'm grateful to be here with you guys for today. So before we get started, make sure you follow us on our social media links. That's going to be Nature Talks. I got it right this time. Nature Talks at Twitter and Facebook. .com at both of those links stated before. Great way to stay connected. And also, if you want to go somewhere on those links that I just stated before, there'll be this other link that you can submit my, you guys, as your questions to me, and I can answer them live while the show is going on. Also included in that deal. Sorry about the distance. I was reaching for something. If you guys decide that you, want to do any happy birthday shout outs, calling anybody, friends, family, your kids, your grandma, that's included too. I will shout them out, and all that other good stuff. And with that being said, how is everybody doing? I hope you're doing well, achieving your goals, work's going fine. I know we got 4th of July coming up soon for us in the States, so I hope everyone's preparing for that while also being safe at the same time. So, we're going to do this new thing where we're going to do a mental health check-in with all you guys, and I'll also answer how I'm doing as well. So, let me know how you guys are doing, from a mental health perspective, because here at this space we appreciate mental health, and we also are very advocates for going to get help with that, includes going to therapy, which I've been doing. My therapist, she's wonderful. So for those, if you do need some assistance, this is not an ad, by the way, this is just me trying to help people out. I found my therapist through BetterHelp. It's affordable, it's great, and it matches you with a therapist who meets the needs that you look for, and that's why I found mine, and she's a great match for me. So if you feel like you need help or you need somebody to talk to, you can always reach out to BetterHelp. But I do hope, from a mental standpoint, you guys are doing great. If you're not, I do hope you get better. Me, on the other hand, it is a up and down roller coaster. But today, I think I made the decision that I was going to be in a good mood, and by golly, has it been working. I've been in a good mood since, work is the same. Personal life is, going great. About to make some slow changes with my life, but other than that, everything else is good. So with that being said, you guys are probably wondering, well, Jose, what in the world are we going to be talking about today? Well, today we're not going to be talking about a specific animal or anything as a whole. The topic of today is, are people more important than animals? Now, before I get into this discussion, there is a disclaimer put at the beginning of the discussion. The disclaimer is that this is my opinion. This is not fact. This is not research. This is not based off of science. This is me stating how I feel about the situation at hand. With that being said, let's dive into the discussion. So, if you were to ask me, do I think people are more important than animals? I'm going to answer that honestly by saying no. I do not think that us as humans are more important than animals out in the wilderness. I do not think that we are just this top tier, the top dog of the planet. I do not think that we are more important than animals. I just don't. That's just how I view the world. I just don't see it. It doesn't compute with me to view animals less than me. I do know, however, that is the mentality that we as humans have developed over the centuries, and just how we have just come to terms with the fact that we are better than all other beings on this planet. Let me break it down for you a little bit more. So for all of those who know zoology, study of animals, basically zoology has developed a system to basically organize all the animals in different families and kingdoms. There's several different kingdoms, like plants and animalia. Animalia is obviously where the animals are. And it goes down from kingdom, phylum, class, order, suborder, family, genus, species. Okay? That's just to break it down for you. Kingdom is the highest, species is the lowest. So, obviously, there is Kingdom Animalia, which has all the animals in there, whether, you know, from your tigers to your birds to us, it's all under that. Then when you get to the phylum is Chordata, which is basically those that have backbones. So all vertebrate animals are in that, so birds, reptiles, mammals. And then we get the class, which is Mammalia, which is mammals, which are warm-blooded animals, which is you, which is me, which is your cat, which is the dog, all that good stuff. Now, when you get to the order, primates, because I hate to say it, but I mean, humans are basically a type of primate, you know, which is basically in the great ape family, like gorillas and chimpanzees. Just to throw a little tidbit of fact out there, chimpanzees, if I'm not mistaken, have about 97, 98 similar DNA to us. Just keep that in mind. Okay? Now, when it gets the family, we get the hominid, which is basically just humans, which is basically where we are now, just basically the great apes. So, humans, gorillas, orangutan, chimpanzees, bonobos, just to name a few. Then when you get to the genus, you get to Homo, which is basically, Homo is Latin for human. And basically this is where we fit into the, you know, the spectrum. And then when you get Homo sapien is the term for humans. Homo sapiens is basically what you and I are. Now, the reason I did this was to basically give you a breakdown of how connected we are to animals, because lo and behold, we are one. Like, I don't think that people remember that, but it's true. Like, it's true because we forget that, because we think that we are higher and mightier than any other animal on this planet. We think less than of others because we as humans have, because of multitude of reasons, whether that be religion or politics or what have you, that we have just developed this notion that we are just the top dog of the planet. Let me also break something down for you. So it has been shown that, you know, we are highly intelligent species. Highly intelligent. Which, I can't knock us for that. We are highly intelligent. We are not the fastest. We are not the strongest. We can't swim the fastest. We can't fly at all. You know. And so with that being said, is it because that we have more intelligence than the majority of animals that gives us the right for them to think that we are better than them? I want you to think about that for a second, that because we feel that we are smarter than majority, if not all animals on this planet, that makes us better. Again, like I stated before, we are not the fastest. We are not the strongest. We can't fly, and we can't swim the fastest, and we can't hold a breath underwater for long. We can't dig. We struggle climbing trees. It's like, so the thing that sets us apart is we got intelligent. And then once we got intelligent, intelligence, I feel, sometimes is a gift and a curse in itself. Because when humans got intelligence, we've learned how to, you know, obviously make tools, make weapons, and all this other stuff. And then intelligence has, you know, expanded what humans can do. But it also has affected what we are doing to the planet itself. Let me break it down even further. I am willing to bet, and this is just how I feel, that we as a human species significantly contribute to mass extinction, pollution, environmental destruction of all other life on this planet. It somehow can be traced back to one of us. Or not one of us, but humans in general. And that's why I say I just don't feel that we are better than animals, because some of these species of animals or their past ancestors were here before modern day humans were. You know, whether you are, and that's why I said this podcast is going to trigger some people. That's why I said this is a disclaimer, just throwing it in there again. You know, it's just facts, you know. Let me ask you this. You have a dog. You know, so if you have pets, you know, obviously cat or dog, and probably to you, your dog and your cat probably mean the world to you, because it has been trained in our brain that, you know, domesticated animals, and when I say domesticated, that includes pets, just not livestock animals. You know, we have been programmed to think that our domesticated animals that we keep as pets or companions are better than their wilder cousins. When if it wasn't for the fact that they had wild ancestors, you wouldn't have the dog and cat you have today. You know, we treat them better than we treat the animals in the wilderness, because they are beneath them, because they are in our household. I don't know if I'm, you know, if I'm making a point here, but I'm just trying to throw some information, because the reason why this topic came up to me, and again, I'm going to throw this book out there. I am still, even though I took a little time off reading it, I'm about to start again. Justice for Animals, Our Collective Responsibility by Ms. Martha C. Nussbaum. Martha C. Nussbaum. And I read the first chapter, and she got me thinking heavily about the way that we as people view humans. Not view humans. We as humans view animals. Sorry about that. And I think the main thing, or, you know, what I gathered from that is, because this has just been something that over time, you know, we have just developed this mindset that we are just the top tier, the end all be all. We are what am I trying to say? Like, I guess the main thing is, like, we are just the end result of the perfect being. Just throwing it out there. You know, we basically feel that we are the end all be all. And quite frankly, this is just again me, I don't feel that that is actually factual. Because let me break it down for you again. Animals have been shown to show emotion. Other animals have also been shown to show intelligence. Animals can also do things that we can't do. You know, there's a lot of things that animals can do that we can't. So what makes us different from them? You know, there's also been times that, you know, this is another thing, that other animals are even crucified for them being who they are and just surviving. And I'm talking about, like, animals that we view as pests. You know, like, how are we to make a rat a victim when all the rat is doing is surviving and doing rat things? Especially because we as people have made it easier for rats to get food by coming into our homes. So why is it fair for you to get mad at the rat when all the rat is doing the basic necessities that you yourself need? You need food, you need water, and you need to reproduce to spread the genes. We forget that. We forget the fact that these animals are on this planet too. This is not just a planet with just us. It's millions upon millions of other species of animals who have every right to live their life and not be just thrown to the side because, you know, we view ourselves better than them. And that's why I, again, guys, I recommend, if you are listening to me, Justice for Animals, Our Collective Responsibility by Martha C. Nussbaum is when I tell you that first chapter, and I'm still working my way through this book, has opened my eyes. Even though I already felt like I already felt these things, she kind of explains it in a way from like a law and a philosophical type of way that makes it comprehend and understand a lot easier. I will actually, after this podcast, I will post a link, I think on Amazon, for this book. That way you guys can see it and read it and, you know, get it. I highly recommend you guys read it. We will be bringing this up a lot more from further podcasts in the future. Anyway, back on topic. So, with that being said, you know, I feel like there's multitudes of things of why we think that we're better than animals. Because, I mean, it's obvious that we, you know, we value some. I mean, dogs and cats have been domesticated for centuries, eons. And they're treated a lot better than a lot of wildlife in the wild. So what makes them different from them? You know, the fact that they're in our homes. You know, people, and I've learned over the years, I try my best to do this. This is just a motto that I have, you know, like, you know, we'll use spiders for an example. If there is a spider in my house, typically I do not kill them. I usually just let them go about their way because spiders do control, you know, the pest problem in your house. They're really good about it. Now, most people get rid of spiders because people think that spiders are out to get us and bite us because technically, you know, spiders do have, you know, venom in their fangs, so they can cause harm to you. However, spiders don't naturally go after people. In fact, if spiders see people, they usually run. They only really use their fangs to defend themselves, or if they're scared or they're startled, they're not actively out to get you. You know? And then, well, you're probably like, well, Jose, there's been animals that attack people. I mean, I'm sure there's been tons of animals that have attacked people. There's been, you know, shark bites and crocodile bites and you know, all this other stuff. I know that these animals have, you know, hurt people or have killed people. But I just do not feel that these animals are actively hunting humans for the simple fact of it. You know, there's no vendetta against us because most of these incursions or accidents that happen, we were there in their turf, you know, like we're in their space, we're in their area. So by default, you know, it's their game, you know, and even though it is, I'm not downplaying people who, you know, have got attacked by animals or even killed, you know, minus the ones who keep exotic animals as pets, because you just can't keep certain animals as pets. You know, that's your fault for that. I hold no ill towards the people who've done that. But I'm saying, like, people who are, like, you know, hiking or swimming or stuff and they get attacked, you know, I'm not holding anything against them for that. But I just don't feel that we should just crucify these animals because they are just doing what they naturally do. Funny thing about when I mentioned sharks, it made me think about it. You know, most of the time, if you you know, research it and look into it, most sharks, when they bite something, sharks can actually taste things with their, because they have this very advanced nervous system, so they can taste things when they bite things. So with that being said, right now, you know, that's why when sharks bite things, you know, they when they bite somebody, they usually bite first time and then they usually let go. You know, alligators are a little different, you know, but they don't know what they're going after. In their mind, they think you're something swimming. They just don't know off the bat that you're a person. You know, they just don't know that. They're just going off of natural instincts. They're just doing things that they normally would do if you were in any other animal that was in their territory, you know. And most of the times when sharks bite, they usually go and swim away. They don't just go after you again. There's been occasions where that does happen, but they just, you know, sharks just don't actively go after people, you know. Animals aren't out to get us. They're just doing what they normally do. We're just caught in the mix of it. Now, the one thing that I do want you guys to take away from this is, you know, just think about it a little bit more in depth. Like, do I think that I am better than animals? You know, and there'll be some people that do feel that. But I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm going to tell you this. This is just how I feel. I think that we as a human race, as a human species, need to really sit down and think and really take a step back and try to understand that we are not the end result. We are not the end result. Because there could come a time when the human species just is gone. And let me tell you something, nature is not going to stop when humans are gone. It actually is going to take over and redo the planet again. That's just, it's mass extinctions have happened time and time again. And I'm not saying that, you know, the mass extinction of humans is coming. I said, something could happen and we could just be gone. And that's what I'm saying. We are just not the end all be all thing on this planet. We share this planet with millions upon millions of animals who deserve and have the right to live their life and share this planet with us, because it is not just ours. It is theirs as well. Well, with that being said, guys, the discussion's over. I would love to hear your thoughts about it, whether you agree, whether you disagree with me. All of it's fine, you know, but I hope that you guys take away something from what all I had to discuss. I know it was rambling on from back and forth a little bit, but I was trying to get my thoughts together because I'm doing this blind. I didn't write any notes. I didn't write anything. I just wanted to talk from my heart and my mind and get this off and have an open discussion with people. And for the third time, I'm going to highly recommend you guys go pick up the book. I'm going to say it again. Justice for Animals, Our Collective Responsibility by Martha C. Nussbaum. I will post the Amazon link on the Facebook page at Nature Talks Podcast. So you guys can go, you can click it, and you can go get you a copy. I'm telling you, if you love animals as much as I do, this is a recommended read. Now, with that being said, I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week and weekend. For those of us who are living in the States, you guys have a good 4th of July weekend, and just make sure you guys stay safe out there and all that good stuff. I hope that you guys just, you know, thank you for tuning in. I love you all so much, and make sure you guys tune in. I'm pretty sure Tuesday, maybe Monday, one of the two, July schedule will be posted, and you guys know what we'll be talking about. So with that being said, y'all have a great rest of your day and a great rest of the week. I will see you guys next week, and I love you so much. And again, thank you for tuning in.